Man, what a game. And you brought up the history with Mahone because he stepped into the press box here, and Coach Reiser will go ahead and give up his headset to Jake Mahone here. And by the way, I also failed to mention that Tanner Berry, if memory serves me correctly, and maybe Mahone or you can give me a nod here, Coach, but Tanner Berry is the one that got fouled in the 18-yard box that set up the PK. So, okay, Mahone's nodding his head, and I trust Mahone fully. Hey, Jake, congratulations on the district championship. Another one for you guys back-to-back years. How special is this one?
It's a lot of special. Coming in last year, I was coming off a pretty huge injury of breaking my knee. So after that, it was nice to play a full season and get one for myself, especially coming out senior year, winning back-to-back. Felt pretty good.
As Coach Reiser and I were talking about, your name was written all over this game, whether you wanted it to be in the first aspect of when it was to the last aspect. But the own goal.
Yeah.
It's a tough play. Riedenauer, you know, they teach you in soccer, when you're outside that 18-yard box, find a way to get the ball in there, see what happens. He did. You made a sliding effort there and unfortunately kind of deflected off your foot there and into the side of the net. But kind of what were you seeing on that play, and what was your reaction when you saw it go in?
Well, I saw that he beat my guy down the line, and he's just a quick, solid player. Nothing we could have done about it. I knew he was going to try to play it across because he had no angle, and I just had a late reaction. Seeing it go in the back of the net was kind of heartbreaking, but I knew my guys would have my back, and we'd go push it down and score one for ourselves.
Yeah, Coach Reiser, keeping a close eye on you after that own goal, said that you just eyes to the sky and what have you, just kind of in disbelief there.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what? It didn't take very long for you guys to get back into the ball game. You go on the attack as soon as you can, and within about 60, 90 seconds or so, Tanner Berry chasing down a ball. He catches up to it. Goalkeeper comes out and winds up making contact with him and sends him tumbling over. And then Coach Kruger goes to you for the PK. What was that, Coach Kruger picking you, or are you saying, hey, Coach, I'm going to take this one because I have something to make up for?
After practice, we always work on PKs, and we kind of have a order of what we want to do. Tanner's the top of that list, but since he got fouled, Kruger doesn't like to give the player that got fouled the PK because there's just too many emotions running through. So I'm the second in that pecking order, and I knew I had to bury it. I think I've taken four now this season, and I think he's had four as well.
All right, and you sent it lower part of the net into the corner, got Ochi diving the wrong way.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not going to ask you if that's your favorite spot because we don't want to spoil it for other teams that might be listening that you could potentially play. But when you walked up to the football and you chose that spot, what were you sort of looking for as you approached the ball?
I saw him dive a little bit early, so I knew I had him beat right off the bat, and we were back in the game and ready to take the win.
So when you were ready to kick it, you saw him already diving the wrong
way?
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, I got a little stutter step in there. I don't know if it was on purpose or not. I just kind of got tripped up. So that messed him up, and I took advantage of it.
You play – so all these goals happening in the second half, the own goal, then the PK converted. You play the last 20 minutes and get to overtime. And here comes overtime. You're halfway through, a couple of throw-ins here and there, not a lot of great long-standing possession until the final minute and a half or so. You guys earn a free kick from about 40 yards out, and here you are taking the free kick. And Coach Reiser and I were talking about just a beautiful ball into the box, and Tanner Berry is the one that takes charge and goes up and heads it in. Did you know it was a good pass the second it left your right foot?
I knew it was. But the thing about that was he's never really my target player. I always either try to find Anton Sokolik or Alex Barton because they're just our guys in the air. But Tanner will check that ball down, and he'll do whatever it takes to put it in.
And are you – it seemed like you're the designated guy to take goal kicks, to take free kicks. And
yeah, about halfway through the game, my goal kicks were just struggling. So I had Alex Barton drop back and take a couple for me because I don't know what was going on, but just didn't want to cost anything. I just couldn't get under it. But, yeah, during the regular season, we had our keepers try to take them, but they're just not getting it that far yet. They're both juniors, so I think once they step up next year, it'll be a lot better for them.
What was that moment like to see Tanner Berry head that one in?
Oh, it was great. I was so relieved because I knew if we would have ended up losing that game, that own goal would have never been lived down for me, knowing in my last high school game, scored an own goal.
Well, you certainly made up for it with the PK and the assist there, and you guys are back-to-back district champions. For those of us that aren't really clued in as to how last year's finish and you know where that was in terms of hearts racing and all that good stuff, kind of fill us in and compare those two, how last year's win for you guys and this year's win for you were.
Well, so 2 years ago when I was a sophomore, we ended up losing off of PK, not going into PKs, but like regular time PKs. So sophomore year, that was tough. And then junior year, we came in. We knew what we had to do. We weren't going to take them lightly. And we won it pretty easily, I think, with a 3-0 win. And then coming in this year, we had previously lost to them 4-1. We didn't have a full healthy squad. And yesterday we watched game film to know what we had to do better. And I think we definitely did that, listened to coach and got it together. And it was just a great feeling to come out and play as good as we did.
What was it like defending Mark Moore out there? He's a pretty slippery guy.
He's a very solid player. Last year they played him at forward, and it was pretty different. He's very quick and very versatile. But I think they dropped him back into more of a midfielder position. So really I had kind of the backup guy. I had my center mids covering him and just ready for whatever. But one guy that definitely surprised me was Sergio. He was causing a lot of havoc in the middle, just going around everybody. So I think with him dribbling through everybody and then giving off the mark, it makes Mark a lot more dangerous. So they'll be good together next year.
Yeah, and that was another guy I could have potentially brought up for you to talk about. But talk about Borja Pena, midfield. He had to keep up with Mark Moore. A couple of times he won, a couple of times Mark Moore won. But Alex Barton was a name that we didn't really call out a lot in the first half, but in the second half, he was all over everything. And
yeah.
And those two guys midfield for you, Barton a little bit of a midfield and defensive player. But those two guys really did a good job of possession and just making it difficult in that second half for the midfield.
A lot of it is communication, and we did a good job of that, saying, you check the ball, you cover me and whatever. And I would talk to them and be like, watch the corner, because I knew what his tendencies were. I knew where he wanted to go with the ball, because just soccer players all basically want to go to the same spot. If they see a little bit of an opening, they know where they're going to go. And Alex Barton was not – he's not a soccer player. He's just an athletic player that can literally do anything that he puts his mind to. And you can definitely see that in his just as pure athleticism, just getting up there, and his speed, especially. He's a great defender.
I don't tend to ask this type of question, but Cameron Gay goes down with an injury there.
I think he'll be all right.
It's very tough to see, I'll say that. But when you see a guy go down like that and he spends that much time on the turf, is it more of a let's now win it for Cameron Gay type of mentality, or is it still sort of a team focus?
It was still a team focus. Of course, that's always in the back of our minds, like, hey, we got to go out there and play harder because our starting center mid's not in. But as the trainer said down there, it's just a twisted ankle, so he should be back on Tuesday, and we'll be full strength, and we'll be ready.
All right, sectional round coming up on Tuesday. You get the weekend to sort of rest things and work on some things. What is Jake Mahone working on?
I'm going to catch up on some sleep. I'm going to be working a little bit. Yeah.
All right, district champion.
Yeah.
Good feeling, huh?
Yeah, absolutely.
All right, Jake Mahone joining us here on the post-game show.